This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. We just heard Ty Burr's take on the top 100 films of the millennium, according to critics listed by the BBC. He sums it all up with his jazz club metaphor.
When my mom, who was a child of the 1940s, and when she was a teenager, jazz music was pretty much all there was. And when you went to hear it live, you went with all of your friends to a big arena and heard the big bands. And there was kind of no other music unless you were into like classical music. 40, 50, 60 years later, if you're a jazz fan, you don't go to a big place. You go to a small club where there are connoisseurs like you who know the history and know the music and can appreciate it on a bunch of different levels. And that's kind of how I feel that movies are sort of evolving now. You have the big budget circuses, and then you have the smaller little jazz club kind of experiences.
So if you're not a member of that dwindling club, or if you have children who don't go in for subtitles, you may get more practical film advice from Amy Diaz, editor of The Hippo and reviewer of less arcane movies. She's our real-world guide to films that may or may not have gotten a lot of hype over the summer, but are still worth watching. Amy, always great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start with the don't bother category. You've got one, Ben-Hur, not 1925 or 1959 version, the Charlton Heston we all saw on TV, but a new one. Here is a clip from This Is Just Before the Start of the Epic Chariot Race.
Should have stayed away.
You should have killed me.
I will.
Whoa. Jack Huston there playing a very gruff-sounding Ben-Hur. So what did they get wrong?
Everything. Every single thing. That right there was literally the best dialogue in the whole movie. All of the rest of it is terrible. There is also kind of universally terrible acting, some very egregious use of wigs that really pulls you out, also beards. Just awful from start to finish. I think this movie, it was made by the same people who've done some other, you know, biblical and religious theme movies. They tried to put in a faith element. Got that completely wrong, too. If that's what you're looking for, this is not your movie. If you're like me, you really like a good just sort of Bible story and sword and sandals, this is not for you either. The action wasn't that great. I had the misfortune of seeing it in 3D, which does it no favors. And then they like duct tape this whole thing together with some Morgan Freeman narration, which I realize he's the voice of God, but even the voice of God cannot save a total mess like Ben-Hur.
Okay, what else should we not see?
Definitely do not see Nine Lives. This was the movie, this was the Kevin Spacey in the body of a cat movie. This came out at the beginning of August. This was also a mess. It's, you know, your standard, like, the parent has a magical transformation to try to better understand the kids and the family life that he's been ignoring. That's kind of what Kevin Spacey does here, but it is so poorly done. The CGI cat is terrible. The whole thing is shrill. And I really left feeling very bad for Jennifer Garner, who needs one of these like 8-episode cable crime things to maybe get her out of these terrible mom roles that she keeps getting. Like, she needs someone to pry her out of that and make her a prosecutor or something like that. And you know, then she could sort of shake up her career.
Okay, note to Hollywood showrunners, Jennifer Garner needs a role. All right, what to see now, though, for family movies? Let's start with, we will get to the worthwhile summer blockbusters, but theaters now that you're liking.
Well, so, you know, if this is kind of the, like, last weekend of summer movies, and actually, even though we're in August, and this is when a lot of the iffier movies, I would say, come out, there are some really solid films to see. Finding Dory, which is, I think, I think it did the best of any movie this summer at the box office, is just a really solid Pixar animated movie. I took my daughter to this. This is the first movie I took her to in the theater. She's four.
Sweet.
Ellen DeGeneres does excellent work as Dory. I think she's a reason to maybe revisit the voice acting as an Oscar category.
Talked about that, right?
We have, and she totally deserves it. Does a great job, visually beautiful, just a really great on-point Pixar movie.
Okay, how about the tween and upset?
Well, so if you haven't had a chance to see Star Trek Beyond, I would definitely check it out. I thought, you know, it's kind of like a really expensive one-off episode of a really expensive, you know, Star Trek TV show.
And a very different role for Chris Pine in your grown-up categories, Hell or High Water. This is a Western.
Yes. It's like a cops and robbers kind of Western. Chris Pine plays a robber. Ben Foster plays his brother. Ben Foster and then Jeff Bridges as a Texas Ranger who's chasing them are kind of doing similar things to what you've maybe seen them do before. But it's really good. It's a well-done story. These two brothers decide to save the family ranch by robbing the bank that holds the loan to the family ranch, which, as someone says in the movie,
it's foreclosure revenge.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't get more Texan than that. So it's, you know, it has kind of a fun element, a little bit of social commentary. It's just a really solid, you know, suspenseful movie throughout, good performances. And it's kind of, you know, I think people who are, kind of want grown-up non-comic book movies, like, did they even make those anymore? Do they show in the summer? You know, this is a good example of one.
Here's a clip of, as you mentioned, Jeff Bridges, Texas Ranger, here driving with his colleague, talking about what he'll do in his upcoming retirement.
Who knows? Maybe one of these bank robbers is going to want a gunfight, and I can dodge my retirement in a blaze of glory.
Well, I've seen you shoot. Won't be much glory in it.
Sounds like he doesn't have any teeth anymore. Guess he's got it down.
And that shows you the relationship between these two characters. And that Jeff Bridges is doing something familiar. But it's fun. It's really enjoyable to watch. It hits that sweet spot of being kind of smart, but, you know, also entertaining.
All right. So in your notes to me about this, you include a whole category called weirdness. What's that, good or bad?
Well, so this is those August releases that are just a strange grab bag of things. There's always a movie in August that I call like the book club release. It's very much marketed towards women. Frequently, Meryl Streep is involved.
Let me guess, Florence Foster Jenkins.
Yes, exactly. So this one this year, I think, is Florence Foster Jenkins. She plays a woman who is best known for being a terrible singer, but rich enough that she can have all these recitals and performances during the 30s and 40s in New York. I kind of feel like the movie said, well, we hired Meryl Streep and we're done. That's it. We're not going to put any more effort into it than that. So it kind of hangs all of it on her performance. And there are moments where she turns in a really strong performance, but she's just one person. Even Meryl Streep can't hold the whole movie together.
That's a new one. Another one that you mentioned, Sausage Party. Interesting concept. So basically you have food.
Yes.
It's an animated feature.
For kids.
Not for kids. Yes, definitely
like
not for kids.
I feel like I should say that many times. Not for kids. In fact, the theater I went to even has signs up everywhere in the theater that's like, this movie is animated, but it is not for children.
Okay, so this is, assembly of today's comedy giants. We have Kristen Wiig, Jonah Hill, Bill Hader, Michael Cera, Paul Rudd, James Franco. Doesn't work?
Well, it didn't work for me. And I think I'm one of the few. I saw a lot of more positive reviews. So it's hard to describe this in a PG way. But Seth Rogen voices a hot dog who is in love with Kristen Wiig, who is a hot dog bun. And they're very excited about what's going to happen when they leave the store and their life together. And then a character named Honey Mustard is returned to the store and suggests that life for food after the supermarket is maybe not as happy as they have been led to believe. And so then it becomes kind of this quest to find out what happens. It just so didn't work for me, but it seemed to work for other people. So I guess if raunch is your thing, maybe it would work for you.
Okay, so you also mentioned Suicide Squad as a fun movie that was not very fun, and War Dogs in the weirdness category. Anything quickly to say about them before we move on to some great movies we should see now?
War Dogs is basically okay. It's an okay procedural.
Based on a true story, I think.
Of
guys running, they get a contract from the Pentagon to run arms.
They sort of discovered this thing where they could get small, what for a big company would be a small military contract, but for them allows them to make all this money selling guns to the military during the, I guess, sort of the mid years of the Iraq War, and kind of how that starts to go wrong, and they kind of are committing fraud. And it's, you know, it was not going to light the world on fire. When you see it on cable in like 4 months, it's totally going to be worth watching.
Let's hear a clip from that. This is from War Dogs. Jonah Hill and Miles Teller, I think, getting in over their heads.
Hey, seriously, is this safe driving to Baghdad?
Yes, that is safe. 50-50.
50-50, what? Like 50% we live, 50% we die?
Yes. That's why we drive through night. It's much safer.
How much safer?
50-50.
clip there from War Dogs, one of the films in the weirdness category.
Movie to fold your laundry to later this winter.
Amy Diaz is with us. She's editor of The Hippo, and she's got a full list of summer movies that you might have missed that are still worth seeing. The list is at wordofmouthradio.org. Okay, so Amy, how about this stuff that just flew by this summer that we didn't even think about, remember, that we can see now?
Well, so sort of available for home viewing now, some stuff from, I think, early May and maybe June. So there was a movie called Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. This features Andy Samberg and the guys that did a lot of the digital shorts on Saturday Night Live.
The Lonely Island Club.
Exactly. And so this is kind of like the pop music version of like Spinal Tap, the popumentary mockumentary. And kind of gets into that. Like, he had been a part of this boy band that was kind of part NSYNC, part Beastie Boys. And now he's on his own. He's called Connor For Real is the name of this artist. And so there's kind of just a lot of little bits that are funny about that. Not everyone works, but if you're looking for just kind of a good, dumb comedy, I thought it was really solid. And it was in theaters for like 2 minutes.
All right. Another one. You mentioned Eye in the Sky. This is Helen Mirren playing a military officer in charge of drone offensive, some secret drone offensive. She wants to drop this big, powerful drone on a hideout. And I guess a young girl wanders in, triggering this high level kind of international intrigue. I just wanted to play this clip because it's one of the last movies featuring the great Alan Rickman. Here he is. He's a general in the British Army. He's on the phone with Helen Mirren, who wants to drop the bomb.
Damp is a British citizen. They want her alive.
They cannot have her alive. Frank, I've tracked her for 6 years. This is the closest I've ever got. So we need to expand our rules of engagement right now to protect the civilian population. A hellfire through that roof is our most effective option.
We have to know that we're legally in the clear.
So the moral complications of drone warfare didn't do so well. Do you think it's, what, too timely, too soon?
I think it's just one of those kind of grown-up suspense movies that maybe didn't find its audience in theaters. Definitely worth checking out at home. A lot of it is people in rooms trying to get other people on the phone to make sure they have the permission to do something. And that doesn't sound like really suspenseful, but it is. And, you know, it's one of these movies that has little bits of humor throughout. Really solid cast. This is not a movie you would see 13-year-olds at, but just a really solid, suspenseful, you know, kind of modern warfare movie.
All right. So what's coming up for the fall?
Well, it's a mix still. We're not quite at Oscar season. That happens later, you know, towards the holidays. But things I'm looking forward to in September, there's Sully, you know, the movie about the water landing on the Hudson. This stars, of course, by law, Tom Hanks, and is directed by Clint Eastwood. That comes out the 9th of September.
Let's just hear a clip from that. This is Tom Hanks playing Sully, the Chesley Sullenberger, I think it was his name. I can't remember. National hero when he landed the plane. It's a film by Clint Eastwood.
We are unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
It's going to be left traffic, runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land?
No reload after 30 seconds, engine master 1 and 2 confirm off.
Too low
off.
Terrain. Too low terrain. Too low terrain. Too low terrain.
This is the captain. Brace for impact.
Now, I admit, I didn't watch it on a big screen. I would just watch a trailer. There was no surround sound. And I know that Sully was kind of hailed as being this calm, steady man throughout, but he sounds like he's ordering Chinese in that. What have you heard about the film?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I've seen the trailer a couple of times now in the theater, and it's one of those ones where, like, even if it's just okay, it's still Tom Hanks. That even bad pizza is good pizza theory of movies. So I'm kind of, you know, like, how bad could it be? Tom Hanks is in it. Another one coming kind of along those lines. If Denzel Washington's in a movie, it's probably going to be an okay movie at worst. He's doing a remake of The Magnificent Seven,
wow,
and that opens later in September as well.
Amy Diaz, thank you so much for bringing us this list of movies. So much to do.
Thanks for having me.
Amy Diaz, she's editor of The Hippo. You can see her full list of summer movies that you might have missed but are still worth seeing and those she's looking forward to, all at wordofmouthradio.org. We'll be right back.